Stone. This is Tyre.
And this, the Pope. Here must I kill King Pericles. And if I do it not, I'm sure to be hanged at home.
It's dangerous.
Well, I perceive he was a wise fellow, and had good discretion, had been bid to ask what he would of the king, desired he might know none of his secrets. Now do I see he had some reason for it. For if a king bid a man be a villain, he's bound by the indenture of his oath to be one. Hush, here come the lords of Tyre.
Shall not me, my fellow peers of Tyre, further to question of your king's departure. His sealed commission, left in trust with me, does speak sufficiently. He's gone to travel.
Out, the king gone.
If further yet you will be satisfied why, as it were, unlicensed of your love, he would depart, I'll give some light unto you. Being at Antioch.
What from Antioch?
Royal Antiochus. On what cause, I know not, took some displeasure at him. At least, he judged so. And doubting lest that he had erred or sinned, to show his sorrow he'd correct himself. So puts himself unto the shipman's toil, with whom each minute threatens life or death.
Well, I perceive I shall not be hanged now. Ever since he's gone, the king's ears, it must please, escaped the land to perish at the sea. I'll present myself.
Peace to the lords of Tyre.
Lord Thaliard from Antiochus is welcome.
From him I come.
With message unto princely Pericles. But since my landing, I have understood your lord as betook himself to unknown travel. My message must return from whence it came.
We have no reason to desire it, commend it to our master, not to us. Yet, ere you shall return, this we desire. As friends to Antioch, we may feast in Tyre.